Hear now the word of the Lord, as it is written in a portion of the book of Exodus, where the Lord is explaining to Moses to tell the sons of Israel that he will make them free. Wherefore say to the sons of Israel, I am Yehovah, and I will lead you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rescue you from their service, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you for God. And you shall know that I am Yehovah your God, who leads you out from under the burdens of Egypt. And I will bring you to the land where I lifted up my hand to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it you for a possession. I am Yehovah. Reading further from the Gospel of John, a portion of chapter 8. When Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And they answered him, we are the seed of Abraham, and never served anyone. How sayest thou, you shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Amen. Amen, I say to you, that everyone doing sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abides not in the house forever. The Son abides forever. If then the Son free you, you shall certainly be free. And our final reading is from the word of the Lord in his second coming, New Jerusalem and her heavenly doctrine. Number 142. To do evil from freedom appears as freedom, but it is slavery. Because that freedom is from the love of self and from the love of the world, and these loves are from hell. Such freedom is actually turned into slavery after death. For the man who has been in such freedom then becomes a vile servant in hell. But to do good from freedom is freedom itself, because it is from love to the Lord and love toward the neighbor. And these loves are from heaven. This freedom also remains after death and becomes freedom indeed. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.